A lot of people were at your various State of the System addresses mm-hmm. last week in Edwardsville and in Carbondale. I thought we could move a little bit past some of the details that were sure. in there. You used the term retrenchment mm-hmm. quite a bit in that speech. I wonder what, in your mind, SIU as a system, and more specifically, SIU Carbondale, might look like in a year, in 2 years, or in 5 years.
You know, I use that term, and by the way, I did the speech in Springfield as well.
That's right.
week, so it was a week of speechifying. But you know what I was trying to communicate in the use of that term retrenchment and with the talk as a whole was the fact that the university, as a system in the Carbondale campus, is pivoting, is doing a shift. And as we look forward, it's not going to be about continued expansion with regard to a slate of new programs and a lot of new building that's going on. It's really about the fact that we're going to have to look for efficiencies that we can gain, ways to streamline operations, make sure that we protect the core of the teaching work and research that goes on. And this is a shift. In fact, you hear presidents talking about this as the new normal for public higher education. And I just wanted to ensure that I communicated the fact that this is taking place. We're going to be looking at this as our mode of operations for the future. I do think, though, as we go forward, you're going to not see us weakening that work, which we do well. Clearly, we're going to have to make some choices about where we invest in existing programs. Possibly, we're going to have to do some things to trim back on areas where we don't see return on investment. You are clearly going to see the university system as a whole try to take on some work that we can gain efficiency from by not having it replicated three times across the three main campuses. But as we move forward from here, and I tried to leave this as a message of positivity and hope coming out of each of the talks last week, SIU's not disappearing. We're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to do the work that we do, but we are going to have to make some choices as we move forward about where those investments go, concentrating on the work that we do very well and keeping that strong, and trying to figure out those things that we may be subsidizing in very large ways or not getting some return on, that we think about different ways possibly to do that work. But the SIU that people know and I dare say love is not going away. As I've said before, it's not to try to remake, for instance, SIU Carbondale into something it's not. But we've got to look at our operating model and tighten up in those areas where we're able to.
As you look at that model, there are a lot of people that are starting to take a closer look at some of the programs, not just at SIU, but in higher education in general.
Right.
When the Senate held its hearing here several months ago, there was talk of, well, there's this program that has six students enrolled in its major, or this program that only has four.
Yes.
Can you talk about how you balance those things? If a program has only four students, is that all you're looking at?
Well, you know, clearly we're going to be using these metrics going forward along with other information to make decisions about what programs can continue to move forward and those that we may have to think about the investment we make. And those will be the types of questions or the types of metrics that in fact get looked at. And we need to do that for ourselves. And you're right, Jennifer, we have those external to the university, in part our funders at the state level, who are absolutely asking those questions. So we're going to have to go through this process. And by the way, Provost Ford is right now in the midst of announcing this work that's taking place on campus to decide if we have an extremely small program with high cost per student, if in fact it does continue within the inventory of programs, to ensure that there's a reason for that. It might be that that program teaches a lot of service courses or core courses for the university. It may be that it's something that we see as absolutely essential within the inventory of a national research university. But in the past, we've never really kind of taken some of those indicators and pushed them through a sieve or a filter to decide what we keep doing and what we may have to think about a disinvestment in, and the day of being just able to not worry about that, I think, is past. And those are going to be the types of things that we have to look at, the work that we undertake going forward with regard to the academic programs and student services and what we do for the region as a whole.
You'll have another set of eyes helping to do that starting this week.
Yes.
When Dr. Brad Caldwell joins the staff as the interim chancellor at
Yes.
SIU Carbondale.
Yes.
He starts Thursday?
Yes, he does. That'll be his first day as interim chancellor. He's on a term of contract that will carry him in this interim role until June 30 of 2017. Brad will certainly be allowed to be a candidate for the permanent chancellorship, but there's no guarantee, there's no foot in the door in that regard. But I do think as the campus community, I'm speaking both internally as well as to the region as a whole, as they have an opportunity to get to know him, see his leadership, build the trust with him that I certainly have, I do believe that there is going to be a strong feeling that the university is in good hands and being provided good leadership in this interim period as we set the stage for a permanent going forward. But we, you know, one of the things we have to have at SIU Carbondale is increased stability, strong management, and Brad will certainly be able to provide those things.
SIU President Randy Dunn. Dr. Dunn, thanks for your insights.
I appreciate it, Jennifer.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WSIU. Your NPR station. The time is now 7:51.